This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of Cullen Economics Report. Starting out the show with Chris Martinson. Corey and I got to know Chris, probably about 3 or 4 years ago. Absolutely brilliant man. Chris, you just finished a roughly 6,000-word essay on the situation vis-a-vis Russia, the EU, and the United States. That's kind of a popular topic on our blog right now. Summarizing it somewhat, you know, succinctly, what do you think about that situation?
Well, the title of the piece is The West's Reckless Rush Towards War with Russia. Succinctly, there's an extraordinary propaganda campaign ongoing right now against Putin particularly. He's been labeled a pariah. You look at the headlines that are written on the fronts of covers, whether it's The Economist, Newsweek, Time Magazine, you name it. It's just full-blown propaganda. And what's amazing to me is that, you know, this was nominally all dialed up because in the aftermath of the MH17 Malaysian air flight catastrophe that happened over Ukraine, within hours of that happening, there were articles that were posted in UK media, in the Daily Globe over there, in the Mail. We had an ambassador to the UN all saying that this was Putin's responsibility, blood was on his hands, and on it went. And this is before any credible information had come forward. It happened within hours. And here we are nearly 2 weeks later, and there is not one single piece of verified evidence that the United States government has released. Not one satellite photo, not one intercept, no intel, nothing. We've pointed to a number of social media sites that allegedly purport to show separatists claiming credit for this or being involved in some way, but those are all easily hacked sort of accounts. That doesn't remotely get us close to the burden of proof you would need in order to make a major diplomatic push, such as to say, we're going to now sanction an entire nation, and we're specifically going to target their leader for international condemnation. That calls for a very high standard of information, and it's not coming. And as I wrote last week, I call that the dog that did not bark, because these BUK missile systems are big. They're on trucks. They are easily seen from satellites. Whether or not we caught the actual firing of the missile, for sure, we have to explain why we have, in the days and weeks prior, no images showing one of these systems in the rebels' hands, no movements of these systems in rebel territories. We have no evidence whatsoever. And the reason that's the dog that did not bark is because I guarantee you if we had that information, we would have released it. It means we don't have that information. It means that we're going into an international confrontation with Russia on the basis of nothing.
Chris, those are some fantastic facts that you bring up. And unfortunately, the fact of the matter is it feels like recently the U.S., even in general, the West hasn't needed reasons to go into other countries, or at least concrete reasons. They seem to make them up and then they move in for their own benefit. And recently, it hasn't been for their own benefit. The West, I believe, is showing a sign of weakness recently in some of the wars that they've gotten in, simply because other countries are able to stand up to these so-called superpowers, mostly because I don't think wars are necessarily fought with missiles anymore. We're seeing these sanctions be put on Russia, but then it really actually doesn't seem to be handcuffing Russia to the point that I think the West would like it to, because there are these other trade agreements that they have in place with China, and the fact that the EU needs the energy coming from Russia. So right now, to me, it seems like Russia is kind of going about their business, and while these sanctions definitely aren't helping them, I don't think they're hurting them to the extent that the West wants.
Well, these current round of sanctions, let's be clear, are so full of loopholes, they're effectively meaningless. But what they do is provide an additional layer of tension so that if something else does happen, you know, you have one cranky boat captain in the U.S. Navy that oversteps his boundaries and creates an incident or who knows what. I mean, the tensions are high, so it creates more opportunities for a flashpoint. I think Russia has shown remarkable restraint so far. You know, this whole story, you have to actually start in 1989 in Berlin with then Secretary of State James Baker talking with Gorbachev, promising that NATO would not move one inch to the east if Gorbachev would agree to reunification of Germany and remove USSR troops stationed in East Germany. That vow was broken repeatedly. We moved that line millions of inches to the east. Ukraine was the last flashpoint. And obviously, Russia is not going to give up Crimea. It's its only warm water port. That would be like asking the United States to give up Pearl Harbor. You know, forget about it. It's not going to happen. And secondarily, that, you know, Russia does, I believe, have a compelling interest in seeing over the interests of Russian-speaking and culturally aligned people who happen to be in the east of Ukraine, especially given the crop of ultra-nationalists that got installed in the west of Ukraine. They are not predisposed to liking Russians. And so it's a complex story. What's troubling to me is how it's been simplified down to demonizing Putin. This is simply propaganda. Propaganda is false information with emotional content. That's what I'm seeing spread about Putin. And it's showing up in all the comment areas under articles to the extent we can believe those are real people and not other folks dropping comments in who are paid to do so. But, you know, it looks like it's working. Again, people are saying, oh, Putin's bad and, you know, you can't trust Russians and all of this. This is confusing to me because I don't honestly understand really why the United States would be so against Putin at this point, except for the fact that in August of last year, it was Putin who stepped in and prevented the United States from bombing Syria's government over the sarin gas attack that happened in Damascus. And it's a good thing that we were prevented from doing that because the evidence, when it finally did come out, proved conclusively that it was not the Assad government that was responsible for that gas attack, that it came from other sources. But once that news came out, the U.S. lost all interest in finding out what that other source might be so they could pay for that alleged bright red line of a war crime. And I think that that was the fatal moment in terms of the West's views towards Putin. That was an unacceptable breach, was him coming forward and diplomatically defusing a situation that we desperately did not want to have defused. So here's the hard thing we have to start asking ourselves in this country, the United States, is what is it about the United States, who's in charge, that is so desperate to get us into not just a war, but many wars, one after the other after the other? You know, when is enough enough? Who is calling these shots? And do we, the people, really approve of this particular approach? I don't. It's making us no friends. It's making the world a less stable place. We are now risking a confrontation with a nuclear superpower. This is not some Saddam tin pot dictator suffering under, you know, decades of sanctions. This is a fully armed, credible threat. And we're risking all of this. And I have to ask, why?
The world right now, in my opinion, isn't really taking the United States seriously. Look at the situation with Secretary of State Kerry in Israel. They basically said, get out of here. And the rest of the world, I think, feels exactly the same way.
Well, I would agree. And let's be clear. The United States actually lied to get into a war with Iraq about weapons of mass destruction. It was fabricated evidence. It's all been proven to have been lies. There's been no accounting for that. There's been no national mea culpa. There's been no we would hold other countries' feet to the fire if they had committed those same sins, say if Russia had done that. We would never let them forget about that. I don't think it's okay that the United States sort of gets a free pass on that. And if we've lost some international standing and goodwill, that would be one reason. And then the other reason would be under Obama, the expression of NSA spying on allies and allied leaders as well as potential enemies. That's also breached a bunch of lines. So we're really acting like a late-stage empire that is turned more towards bullying than diplomacy. I'm worried that we've lost true diplomatic humility and grace. It seems we're sort of, it feels like teenagers are in charge.
Ladies and gentlemen, what do you think about this?
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin and Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 1st, 2014, gold opened at $1,295.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,342.50, $671.25 for a half ounce, or $335.63 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,342.50, $671.25, $335.63.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the Weekend Edition. We've got our old friend Axel Merck with us right now. Axel is not so old, by the way. Merck Investments is the name of his company. I've known Axel for, gosh, what's it been, man? Probably close to 12 to 15 years. And I have to say, I've got all the time in the world for this man and his intellect. Axel, last Wednesday, the GDP numbers came out. First thing in the morning showed that GDP was up about 4%. And that was on top of the 2.1% negative number for the prior quarter. The market didn't seem to believe it. The market on Wednesday basically was in the red, at least, you know, for the initial part of the day. Dow was down almost 100 points. S&P was down, you know, about 5 points or thereabouts. Not much going on in terms of gold, at least last Wednesday. But I found that to be an interesting reaction from the market, in the sense that Mr. Market really didn't believe the hoopla, for lack of better terms, that the government announced. Any comments on that?
Well, let's think about the environment that we're in. The market has been climbing a wall of worries, has been rising on good news, on bad news. I mean, no matter what, the market is going up and up and up. And at some point, Mr. Market is getting a little tired of this. And at some point, the glass is going to be half empty. I mean, you can, ahead of this GDP report, I figured that anybody can interpret anything into those sort of numbers. I mean, one thing on the GDP report is that retail numbers seem to be doing good. Well, I'm wondering which firm they're surveying, because the firms I'm looking at aren't doing so great. And so the market has this mixed reaction. I guess the one major reaction the market that not everybody in the audience is watching that we see as well is the yen kind of fell off a cliff a little bit, weakened. But that was mostly because some numbers overnight in Japan were weak and then maybe amplified that the U.S. is doing so great. But to your point, it does appear to me that the U.S. isn't doing all that great. Most notably, the concern I have is that the recovery fad is based on asset price inflation. So as long as we feel good, as long as the markets are going up, we spend some money at least the folks who have the money. The problem is, of course, if the market turns around and tanks, then suddenly we're going to stop spending. And so we are in a very vulnerable state, both with regard to the economy and with regard to the markets.
Axel, one thing that jumped out to me for these GDP numbers was the huge increase in auto sales, cars and trucks, just for the personal use, which we all know a lot of these purchases are funded on strictly debt and low interest loans given from the car manufacturers. I'm surprised that this is still happening. However, it is playing a factor in these GDP numbers, and maybe that's another reason why the markets reacted the way they did, because they realized that these aren't consistent purchases that will be able to be maintained, because any move in the interest rate is really going to handcuff these people who are in debt for these type of depreciating assets.
Well, and on top of that, this morning an analyst had come out and pretty much warned about every single automaker other than Tesla. I'm not giving a recommendation here for Tesla by all means, but Tesla obviously being a niche electric car manufacturer, that all the other ones are going to have problems down the road. And so that, you got to take that with a grain of salt. And on the other hand, one thing that happened this summer is that the plants had not shut down as they usually do. And, of course, some of the unemployment numbers that are seasonally adjusted have recently come out are a little better than expected, because you assume they're shut down, you assume layoffs, and then they haven't taken place. Now, whether there is underlying strength or not remains to be seen. Clearly, some folks are out there buying, but when companies from Amazon to Target to Walmart all have challenges, I don't think everybody has, as you point out, this spare cash to buy a car right now. People have loads of debt, and as long as this interest rate environment is as low as it is, we kind of get by. The question really is, what happens if we're going to have an exit, if indeed we're going to try to move in this direction? Interest rates are going to move higher, and importantly, One of the things, I think that hasn't been emphasized enough, is that one of the things that the Fed has achieved is they have made risky investments look safer than they really are. They have compressed risk premium. And so if nothing else, what the Fed is going to do, if they try to have an exit, they're going to increase this risk premium, which means that bond prices should be plunging, which means stock prices should be plunging, which means we're going to have major headwinds to the economy just by the mere thought that the Fed is really going to take an exit seriously. In practice, though, what's happening is that one of the numbers coming out this morning was inflation. And inflation is up. The core PCE, which are one of the numbers the Fed likes, is at 2% now. What happens if interest rates stay the same but inflation go up? Nominal rates maybe steady, but real interest rates continue to be going down, going more negative. We have more easing taking place because inflation is ticking up and rates stay the same. So we have lower real interest rates, and everybody's talking about this Fed exit. There's no exit here.
Well, what I found to be interesting is last Wednesday, Pacific Investment Management Company's Bill Gross said on one of his blogs that investors should say, quote, good evening to the prospect of future capital gains in asset markets as interest rates are set to rise while the economy grows at a slow pace. He went on and he said, you know, as yields have bottomed and are now expected by the markets to gradually rise, it's down to growth. And he feels growth is a real question mark. We have an awful lot of financial experts here who really are concerned about the future of the conventional markets. I sense that you are too, Axel.
Well, as far as the markets are concerned, we have driven this market up by compressing risk premium. So if we have an exit, we're going to spike those premium up again. If we have a record amount of complacency in the markets, meaning the volatility is low, complacency attracts investors that are very weak hands. They run for the exit as quickly as they can should the tide turn. And so as long as nobody says anything, we're going to be fine. But something is going to stir things up. We have plenty of crises in the world, by the way, that can do that. But even if we don't have a crisis in the world, this market is very vulnerable. And so if nothing else, I think investors should consider taking chips off the table. Even if they have, forget about everything we said, just by the mere fact that asset prices have been going up in equity markets, well, you should rebalance your portfolio, take some chips off the table. On top of that, I have not been as concerned as I am right now in many years. And I'm trying to protect myself as much as I can with my equity exposure. And it's frightening to me how people have been conditioned to buy every single dip. And at the same time, of course, these things can last for a while. I mean, Greenspan warned about irrational exuberance, and then it took years for the markets to top. I happen to think we're much closer to the top than that, though.
I think it's very important, Axel, for people who have experienced these gains in the conventional markets to not get greedy. Take some profits, as you mentioned, off the table, because it will be very important, I think, to have some cash around when a correction happens. We chat about it on a regular basis. These markets have been running so high right now, and even some of the smart money or the professional money has been slowly shifting out of the markets while retail money has been coming in. This is usually a sign of a top in the market. We don't know when this top will come because the market is still built on debt, and we still have the Fed pretty determined to keep interest rates low. Axel, always appreciate your time. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guy's giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory-authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We're going to chat a little bit right now about the real estate market, what's going on in mainland China. We've got Valentin Schmidt with us on the line right now. Valentin is the business editor of the Epoch Times. We've known Valentin for about 3 years now, and I got to tell you, he is truly very knowledgeable about what's going on in China. Let's talk real estate in mainland China, Valentin.
Hi, Al. Thanks so much for having me on the show. I thought that discussing real estate at this moment actually is quite opportune because people have been talking about a bubble in Chinese real estate for probably the last century, and still nothing happened. But according to my research, it seems like we could have reached the tipping point. We could have reached the subprime moment, the Chinese subprime moment in 2014.
Valentin, what I find interesting following the Chinese housing market, it is completely built on debt, and debt that is unserviceable because we're hearing about these ghost cities and buildings that are essentially vacant and have nobody that will ever move into them. Is this what you're also seeing?
Yeah, and that's definitely part of it is true. I mean, one should never be too extreme and think that everything's a ghost city and none of the apartments are being used in China. And there, to be fair, there aren't any precise figures. What is true, however, if we compare, HSBC did a study and they compared the last big housing bubbles where they compared the total value of the real estate versus the respective countries' GDPs. And so in Japan in 1990, all the real estate in Japan was worth about 3.7 times in GDP. In Hong Kong in 1997, it was three times. And in the U.S., in 1996, it was actually just 1.7 times. And in China now, we are seeing a higher level than Japan, approaching roughly four times GDP. So that's the biggest ever. And again, keep in mind, this is already adjusted for population because both real estate, the aggregate numbers and the GDP, they obviously depend on population, so you can cancel it out. So it's huge. And then, of course, we have all seen the reports in the press of the city of Ordos in Inner Mongolia, where it is literally a ghost city. And again, many people in China saying, well, we're buying the apartments and we're not renting them out because this way they keep their value better. So it's true. They build stuff, nobody uses it, and like you say, Corey, everything's funded with debt and mortgages. That's usually the way it is, and that works if you have the cash flow to service the interest, but in order to generate the cash flow, you need to do something productive with the property, which would be renting them out. So if you don't rent them out, you have a problem, and that's what we are seeing now, and what is becoming more acute, and that's why I'm saying 2014 is an interesting year, is that now we see two things. First of all, we see on aggregate, we see prices falling. In June, prices fell in 55 out of the 70 cities surveyed by the National Bureau of Statistics, and even tier one cities such as Shanghai, Guangzhou, and Shenzhen, they were all negative. Not much, I think on aggregate it was minus 0.5%, but at the top, even such small changes can make a huge difference, especially if everybody is expecting prices to go up further. And then our anecdotal evidence also suggests that the real estate companies are introducing discounts. In some places you get a 2-for-1 deal for condos, and some property developers have also gone on the record saying that the industry is turning downward. So yeah, 2014 could really be it, and many people expect a decline of around 20 to 30% over the next 2 years.
That is a rather meaningful decline, 25 to 30%. How do you feel about that?
Well, that's actually roughly in line with the decline that the Case-Shiller index suffered after the subprime bubble. I think that went down 33%, and I mean, you know, this is just an estimate. And because 75% of Chinese household wealth is tied up in housing, actually could be even much, much worse. As soon as the cascade starts, as soon as the dominoes start falling, it could be absolutely much worse. And people who are going to be hardest hit are the people who, the average Joe who couldn't put his money in the bank or didn't want to invest it in the stock market, and he had to put it in housing to keep up with inflation. So this is really a big deal also for the Chinese economy because for them it's kind of like the same as with the American stock market here. It's very important for confidence and the wealth effect that the prices keep on rising. And in terms of who will be affected first, of course, developers will be affected first. Recently, a guy from JP Morgan, a managing director, from JP Morgan in China, he came out and he said, well, he thinks that actually out of the 80,000 real estate developers, only 10,000 might be left. So this is quite substantial. And then, of course, consequently, it's going to hit the banks. It's already hitting them in terms of non-performing loans. For example, the official non-performing loan statistics have gone up from $65 billion in the third quarter of 2011 to $95 billion in the fourth quarter of 2013. And absolutely speaking, that's obviously not a very high number, but it's up 50%. So that's going to be a big, big problem for the Chinese banking system.
Valentin, one final aspect that I want to touch on, because we only have about 2.5 minutes left here, is some of these new corporate defaults that we are seeing hit the newspaper. Some of them have been averted, such as two Wednesdays ago, the Hutong Road and Bridge Company somehow found the funds to make a bond payment that it warned earlier that it would miss. This would have been the second ever corporate default. This is simply a sign, I believe, that it seems to be construction companies, and it seems to be going in this trend that as you mentioned, non-performing loans and companies not able to pay their bonds.
So that's the one thing you have. First of all, the developers who are going to go bust, and obviously they are, everything in China is hugely leveraged. So you have the developers being leveraged, you have the construction companies being leveraged, but at the end of the day, you're also going to have those speculative buyers not being able to pay their mortgages. So that's huge. And I would like to add there, I attended a presentation last week by a gentleman named Richard Vague, and he sort of built on the Carmen Reinhardt study of government debt. He looked at private debt in an economy, and he basically found out that with all the big bubbles in Japan and the U.S., in Spain, he found out that actually the measure to watch is private debt, and if it goes up by 18%, in over a five-year period, then basically you're guaranteed a financial crisis. And in China, it went up 56% from 2007 to 2012. So we're already way overdue for a massive financial meltdown. And he estimates that the cleanup cost for all this bad debt could slow GDP growth down for a generation, or could cost, if you wanted to do a one-off cleanup, 20 to 40% of GDP in China.
That's a really big number. You know, I had an interesting conversation with a gal who's involved in, a Chinese gal who's involved in real estate investing in the Vancouver, B.C. area, and I might add quite successfully, I guess it was 2, 3, 4 weeks ago. And the concept of, which I was unaware of, but the concept of leverage in terms of real estate is very, very accepted in that particular philosophy. And that's something I didn't realize. That may turn around and bite mainland China. Time will tell for sure. Valentin, always a pleasure, man. Thanks for taking some time.
Well, thank you, guys.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build.
General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. Got Dan Kurz with us right now. Dan spends about 6 months of his time in Florida, so the other 6 months or thereabouts in Europe. He is with Naples Asset Management. Going to talk a little bit with Dan here to wrap up the first hour about asset allocation. Real asset diversification is what he would like to discuss. Before we get into that, Dan, you got a disclaimer that you want to do, and that disclaimer is...
Thanks a lot, Al. My name is obviously Dan Kurz. I'm an investment advisor for Naples Asset Management. My remarks today are general in nature. They are personal observations based on global financial, economic, and political developments and trends. My observations are topical only on the date made and reference asset valuations, interest rates, and inflation rates as of the same day only. I'm not soliciting business. I would welcome follow-up discussions with listeners, potential clients, as regards strategic portfolios, should they be interested and assuming my firm is duly licensed in the listener's state.
Dan, let's get right into it now, talking about real asset diversification. We posted a missive that you wrote late last week talking about this real asset diversification, but then also dealing with fiat money and some government policies. Can you get into what you mentioned in this post, please, Dan?
Absolutely, Corey. Thanks for the opportunity. Let me label it thusly. It's political economy, which over time is associated with misallocation and impoverishment, juxtaposed against real scarce assets, and those being scarce due to logical as well as demographic reasons. If I can start with the first side of the house, fiat money, fiat government, or political economy, I think this actually, in fiat currency terms, is going to make scarce real assets more valuable. That's not a secret to anybody, but let me briefly click through a few of the leading of the hit parade here. Obviously, we all know we have serial financial bubbles, right? We have massive expansion of government and government debt. We have ever higher interest rate sensitivity thanks to the prodigious and growing government debt. We have what? Negative interest rates, which shift wealth from savers to debtors, from taxpayers to crony capitalists via TARP, TWIST, ZERP, and a whole bunch of other nasty alphabet soup labels. In other words, we have huge misallocations, overinvestment in consumption, redistributionism, crony versus free market allocations. This is all very closely tied into a government in the U.S. ever more unmoored from the Constitution, the rule of law. I mean, we all know about the feds issuing 7,000 plus new regs, put them on the docket every 3 months. We have an EPA and an IRS that are increasingly lawless in terms of email evidence destruction, usurpation of property rights, illegal persecution of politically conservative groups. On both agencies and all these actually regulatory arms are in effect legislating, whereas that power was saved for the Congress. So they have usurped legislation. And as a result, we know that we have a strong weakening in not only the First Amendment, but due process, private property rights, unalienable rights, and federalism. So how does this all come together? I think we also have, as we were all aware, a big issue with what? Codified amnesty on our border, where we have a congressional funding mandate that's not being implemented. We have a recipe for balkanization and a bankruptcy. You know, no welfare state can survive open borders because it attracts the people that require welfare. And we obviously have political designs to follow the Californian lead, a one-party state. But unfortunately, the Supreme Court, as the ultimate jurisdiction in this, hasn't been very helpful either in terms of protecting property rights or inalienable rights or federalism. All key things which led to what? A land of plenty and a land of liberty and good allocations. Very briefly, I mean, we have items such as Arizona versus the U.S. in terms of the Arizonian government being able to put federal legal immigration law into effect. Couldn't. The Massachusetts versus the EPA, the CO2 issue, the coal mines effectively being shut down. I mentioned Kalo versus London, Obamacare decision, penalty turns into a tax, right? So we have all the reduction in property rights and the rule of law, and that, in essence, is what I call the political economy. Instead of a rule of law, free market capital economy. And what does this yield? It yields over time growing scarcity in key goods and services, and especially, historically, in energy and food. Because that's the inheritance of what? A centrally planned, top-down, totalitarian, fiat government-run country, from Cuba to Venezuela to North Korea and Russia. And to tie in to vital scarcity assets, this is what actually would go hand in glove as a result of the political economy trajectory that we're in. And if I may, I'd like to expound on two assets in that real asset sector.
And those two assets are?
Energy and agriculture. Those are the two things that typically are lacking or too expensive as centrally planned economies tend to impoverish people.
Well, agriculture really is getting to be a hot button among investors right now, I would have to say. Energy, I've always liked energy. I think energy has to be at the core of every portfolio simply because, you know, energy is basically what turns the gears of the world, for lack of better terms.
Absolutely right, Al. Specifically, if we take a look at our energy-dependent economy, our way of life, consider that if you take 7 billion people in a world, they consume, on average, with a big variation, obviously, 15 barrels of oil if we were to put it all back into oil barrel terms, 15 barrels times 7 billion people to generate roughly $70 trillion in global GDP. Well, consider this. If we were to just lose power for an hour in an economy, GDP per capita plummets by roughly 40%. If we consider emerging markets and they're striving to higher standards of living, higher productivity, guess what? That's all through consuming more, not less energy. If we take one barrel of oil, just to get an idea of the economic leverage, that is the work equivalent, the heat generated in a small unit area, of one laborer toiling in the fields for over 11 years at 40 hours a week, or one horse attached to a plow for over a year. That is the work equivalent of a barrel of oil. And if we go to the other side of the house and we consider that extraction of dense energy assets capable of producing a lot of heat and thus spinning turbines and generators or moving pistons and creating this huge leveraged output that we enjoy, if we look at extracting oil or coal or natural gas, despite all the technology has more or less let us take out more quickly what is there. It hasn't endowed us with more. But we know we don't have elephant fields. It's getting more difficult to access a lot of these deposits. They're smaller, more remote, which means they're getting scarcer, which means they're getting more expensive. Yet we are vitally attached both for growth and dependency on dense energy assets. Fossil fuels power 84% of the world's energy needs. We're not going to be able to get away from those with so-called alternative assets. So we need them. They're the core pillar of our way of life and economic output. But in today's day and age, we use 5 barrels. We only find one. So what is the upshot? In my mind, we need to invest in companies that whose balance sheets are very fossil fuel endowed, or into companies whose balance sheets have the equipment, like oil service firms, that allow us to access ever more difficult and expensive to reach energy. If one looks at evaluation of these kind of assets, we find PEs between 50 and 20 times. If we're looking at trading 12-month or trailing 12-month multiples of GAAP earnings, compare this with the S&P 500 at 20 times trailing 12-month earnings, also on a GAAP basis. And I'd say for strategic investors, given the dependency and the rising scarcity, this is a darn good place to be. And it will also offer nice inflation hedge in what is increasingly a political economy.
Dan, from there, I think that is a great point to end it on. Unfortunately, we are out of time right now. There is no doubt that energy is a huge player in not only the developed economies, also in the emerging economies. I believe it's a great investment. There are many different avenues to invest in energy, and you came up with a couple great ones right here. Go with the tide and true, because we aren't switching away from them anytime soon. Dan, really appreciate you joining us, and we're going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.